This is Scotty Reed with Black Talk Radio News. On this particular segment, I would like to discuss some of the recent comments of HBO comedian, host of Real Time, Bill Maher. Bill Maher said some things that I just find quite disgusting. They border on white male privilege. And the comments that he made about Hillary Clinton, or specifically those who could not bring themselves to vote for Hillary Clinton and called her the lesser of two evils, and they just weren't going to vote for evil, no two ways about it. Well, I don't share that agreement, I don't share that opinion that Hillary Clinton was the lesser of two evils. I think she was the greater of two evils. All we have is Donald Trump's business records, his record in the business world. We know that the Justice Department back in the 70s cited him for housing discrimination and things like that. But other than that, the full page ad that he took out in the New York Times, and the New York Times took his money and published this racist ad where he was calling for the lynching of the Central Park Five. But when you compare his records or those deeds to what Hillary Clinton has done, along with her partner in crime, Bill Clinton, throughout their political careers, I would have to conclude that Hillary Clinton was the greater of the two evils, and Donald Trump was, in fact, the lesser of the two evils. But again, when you have the privilege of even voting for a lesser of two evils, that really just shows how much white privilege you have in this country. Non-white people cannot afford to vote for the lesser of two evils when you're going to end up with a white supremacist either way. Now, we know about Hillary Clinton as first lady, and she wasn't your typical first lady. She wasn't like Michelle Obama, who's promoting get healthy for kids and healthy eating and things of that nature, non-controversial items that should not be controversial, although some people tried to make it controversial. But Hillary Clinton was more like a co-president during Bill Clinton's administration. And we know that she helped him to pass the Welfare Reform Act, where she was calling single mothers who needed public assistance lazy welfare queens. She might not have used the terminology or the term welfare queens, but she called them lazy and said that they did not want to work and they just wanted to stay on welfare. Typical right wing comments that we associate with the right wing in this country. We know that she called black and brown children super predators and helping them to pass the Clinton crime bill, which exponentially grew the private prison plantation. Because remember, when they took cut $1 billion from public assistance, they transferred that over to spend federal government spending on private prisons. We know about the three strikes in, you're locked up for life on a prison slave plantation. We know about all the money that she was taking from the private prison lobbyists. While they were in Arkansas, they played a key role in the public offering of Wacken Hut. So they kind of paved the way, although they didn't start mass incarceration, which is really a continuation of slavery. They really played a big role in expanding the prison slave population in this country. When we look at her emails and she talked about destroying Syria, so that Israel could be more secure, we would see that situation. Probably we would have boots on the ground right now, a full-blown war in Syria. While, you know, a lot of people rightly disagree with Donald Trump's act of war in shooting off those missiles into Syria, he has been rather kind of cautious in committing ground troops or anything like that. But Hillary Clinton, from her email, her goal was to destroy that country. Regime change. And look what she did in Libya. You know, Gaddafi, you say what you want to say about him. You know, they typically like to refer to people like him as dictators. Anybody they don't like, they slap the dictator label on them. But your average Libyan absolutely loved Gaddafi. The only ones who didn't like him was those radical Islamists that the CIA and the State Department used to overthrow Libya. And then, you know, Libya at the time had a agreement or treaty with the United States, signed during the Bush administration, to become an ally in the war on terror or the war on these Islamic radicals, which I don't, you know, agree with the war on terror, but she fully agrees with it. But Gaddafi was an ally of the United States in Africa and hunting down these Islamic terrorists and what have you. And so for them to do what they did to him was a great act of terrorism on their part. And then after, you know, before he was captured and murdered by those Islamic radicals who were yelling Allah Akbar as they were, you know, shoving things up his rectum and just brutalizing the man and then brutalizing or mutilating his corpse. You know, before that, she stood up and said, you know, we can't wait till you capture or kill him, when it is against United States law to call for or participate in the assassination of a head of state, which Gaddafi was. And then after the video comes out, or they got confirmation that Gaddafi indeed had been murdered by these Islamic terrorists who are right now practicing slavery in Libya, according to the United Nations, she laughed. I mean, she sounded like the Wicked Witch of the West from The Wizard of Oz, while she was laughing upon getting confirmation that he was dead, and then tried to borrow a quote from Caesar talking about we came, we saw, and he died, and start laughing like some kind of sociopath. And she is. She, man. So how can you take her actions, and that's not the end of the list, but how can you take those actions of Hillary Clinton and claim that, you know, she was the lesser of two evils? So I don't agree with them there. But Bill Maher, let me just share some of the comments that he made about those who stood on principle and would not vote for Hillary Clinton, because there's a lot of things, you know, that he's just not acknowledging, even though he was claimed to be a Bernie Sanders supporter. This article, which was published on the Huffington Post, says Bill Maher took aim on Friday at liberals who couldn't bring themselves to vote for Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton in the 2016 election. The Real Time host asked the liberal purist who had said Clinton was the lesser of two evils, again, she was the greater evil, how they were feeling now that President Donald Trump has celebrated his first 100 days in office. This isn't about reliving the last election or my great love for Clinton, which never was, but this is about winning the next election, Maher said. And that begins with learning the difference between an imperfect friend and a deadly enemy. Well, see, again, that's Bill Maher's whiteness speaking there. Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton were great enemies of the black community from some of the things I had mentioned. So, he went on to say, after noting how various liberal politicians, activists, and commentators had said that either a Trump or Clinton administration would be a disaster, Maher asked whether conservatives would now control the Supreme Court if the just-as-evil Hillary had won. Okay, he went on to say, just wait until the 5-4 decisions start rolling in, gutting unions, making it harder for minorities to vote, siding with polluters, overturning abortion rights, he said. Then maybe you'll join me in saying to the liberal purists, go F yourselves with a locally grown organic cucumber. You had to understand he practices that gutter comedy and what have you, you know, for laughs and whatnot. But this is what I say. Again, this speaks to his whiteness. This speaks to white supremacy in this country. And, you know, he's overlooking a whole lot of things here. He's overlooking at her long political history of being for policies that have harmed black and brown communities, being for policies that have harmed poor people. And how do you know what Hillary Clinton you're going to get when you have a person who has a public view and a private view? So you can't trust anything this woman says. For example, they say that misogyny played a role in Donald Trump defeating Hillary Clinton. Well, yes, I will agree that misogyny played a role in it, but not in the way that most people are stating that it played a role. I say that, yeah, while she was out there talking about women deserve equal pay, when you look at her Senate staff, when you look at the staff of the Clinton Foundation, women were paid considerably less than men. And it was even noted by her campaign that this could be a problem. So, yes, I imagine that plenty of women and those men who think that women do deserve equal pay found out about how she wasn't practicing what she was preaching out there on the campaign trail. We was like, yeah, she lost some votes on because of her misogyny. So again, you got a person with a public view and a private view. Then you have things that they say they want to do, and then you have things that they have actually done. So he's ignoring a whole lot, and it just speaks to his white male privilege. And again, I will say, you know, especially rich, wealthy people in this country, they are the only ones that can afford to be voting for the lesser of an evil, even though Hillary Clinton was not the lesser of the evil in this case. They can afford to do that. All right, because most of the things that are going to the corporate friendly billionaire class tax breaks and all that kind of stuff is going to benefit people like Bill Maher. Don't think he's not going to benefit from tax cuts for the wealthy. I would love to hear one of these people pledge, rich people like Bill Maher, say, you know what, if Donald Trump gives rich people, wealthy people, tax breaks, even more, you know, tax cuts and what have you, I'm going to pay extra anyway. I'm just going to pay what the old rate was or make a donation to the U.S. Treasury Department because I think I should be paying more in taxes. No, they're not going to pledge to do that. But they will benefit from Donald Trump, okay? So, you know, they have that privilege. And then how can he, as a Bernie Sanders, alleged Bernie Sanders supporter, not care about the DNC running a rigged primary, which they are now admitting to in federal court in the DNC fraud lawsuit, where they're saying like, hey, we could do it like the old days in back rooms with people smoking cigars and just pick whoever we wanted to pick. And we're not bound by our charter to conduct a fair and impartial primary. This is what they're arguing in court right now. And these allegations that the DNC was cheating Bernie Sanders and favoring Hillary Clinton, this came out during the campaign. All right. This even came, people were talking about this before WikiLeaks showed that it was the absolute truth, that they were tilting the scales in favor of Hillary Clinton. And so, you know, this whole voting for lesser of two evils is a trap. It's a trap. That's what they rely on. They rely, Democrats or Republicans, because I'm not a partisan guy, they rely on their base being so afraid of the other party that, hey, you could just throw a turd up for the nomination and they'll vote for him because the other guy's so crazy. You know what I'm saying? Which was part of Hillary Clinton's campaign strategy, was to just point at Donald Trump and say, oh, we can't elect this guy. They'll never vote for him. And he's out there saying all these things. Well, again, who do we have to thank for Donald Trump? We have the Clintons. It was Bill Clinton. It was reported that it was Bill Clinton that gave Donald Trump the idea to run for president. Look, these people were friends. They acting like Donald Trump is the a leper, but they didn't have a problem going to his wedding, did they? they didn't have problems with other social functions and with them. And Bill Clinton, it was reported, gave Donald Trump the ideal to run for president. And so we also know from the emails that Hillary Clinton and her friends in the media gave Donald Trump more coverage than any other Republican candidate because they wanted Donald Trump to get the nomination. The executives at CNN already admitted this, although they trying to say he was good for ratings, but we know from the emails that they have had media collusion in giving Donald Trump all of this 24/7 wall-to-wall coverage because they called it the Pied Piper strategy. They wanted to elevate Donald Trump and people like him. They were looking at Ted Cruz, who's another extremist, right-wing extremist. And so, you know, they elevated this man thinking it was going to be a cakewalk for Hillary Clinton. Well, it ended up not being a cakewalk for all the reasons I just stated. So, Bill Maher, you can kiss my black ass because, you know what, I ain't trying to hear what you got to say because it's garbage. It's just straight up garbage and it speaks to your white male privilege in this country. You know, I would like to see, you know, perhaps some people are saying, hey, let Donald Trump blow the system up. Maybe the Democrats will learn their lesson and they'll put forth, you know, candidates that the people actually want instead of trying to shove people down, establishment types down our throat. But it doesn't look like they're going to learn their lesson from the DNC fraud lawsuit and how they're not apologetic about running a rigged primary or anything of the sort. Okay, so, you know, perhaps there are some people out there like me that hopes things get so bad that we have another revolution or a civil war in this country, and then we can remake the republic the way that the people want and form a government that actually serves the people and not these rich billionaire classes and these corporations. This has been Scotty Reed with a Black Talk Radio news comment.